3. 6 billion rings. There's something powerful and incredibly compelling about someone who refuses to be offended. My friend Michael is a very evangelical Christian. He decided to open a coffee shop in the downtown of a city with a large university in the middle of a thriving art scene. He opened it right in the middle of the usual assortment of feminist bookstores and hipster apartments. He planned to bring in big-name Christian musicians for concerts and feature evangelical speakers. The local paper wrote about him and his wife and their purchase of one of the most significant buildings in the downtown area, as well as their evangelical plans for the coffee house. I winced when I saw the article. I had other friends in that neighborhood and knew none of them would welcome this development. In fact, before Michael bought the building, it had hosted the community's biggest arts event of the year. It was an exhibition to benefit AIDS research, and it featured local art, some of the very intentionally transgressive variety. We could see the culture war coming. One of the exhibit organizers saw Michael on the street and asked how things were going with the remodeling of the building. He also mentioned to Michael that, of course, he and his team would be looking for a new place for their exhibition this year. Michael said no, they wouldn't need to do that. They could still have the event in his building. They were welcome. The guy was stunned. Really? He said, that's not necessary. He knew Michael wouldn't want this kind of crowd in his coffee house. Michael told him that not only were they welcome, but he'd pay for all the catering. He'd buy the wine and the hors d'oeuvres. They couldn't believe it. What about the art that Michael would surely find offensive? Michael said they were welcome anyway. And they were. My wife and I went to the exhibit, and sure enough, we didn't like some of the art for a variety of reasons, though much of it was stunningly thoughtful and beautiful. But Michael had told the event organizers that he didn't need to appreciate all the art. He just wanted to make them feel at home.